The Free Press editorial page had pretty much stuck with the Democratic ticket in this election cycle. That is, until this past Sunday, when it endorsed Republican Governor Rick Snyder for re-election. It's not the first time, certainly, that the Free Press has endorsed a Republican, or even a Republican for governor. What got a lot of political types talking was that the endorsement was so tepid and downright indicting of Snyder at times.
I think people probably were a bit surprised, given the deep disagreements that we've had with the governor over the last 4 years. Some of them, have been epic in scale and intensity.
Stephen Henderson is a Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist and opinion page editor for the Free Press. The paper has lobbed some pretty serious criticism the governor's way and said in its endorsement that Snyder has caved too easily to the more radical elements of the Republican Party and flat out broke his word when it comes to transparency and open government.
At the same time, endorsements are comparative analyses. They are not just about one person, they are about the two choices.
And the roughly 2,000-word endorsement essay was not gentle on Mark Schauer. The editorial complained the Democratic nominee shared the paper's values, but failed to articulate a plan for accomplishing his goals.
Among many liberals, I think there was rage.
Joe DeSano is a Democratic political consultant who says progressives felt betrayed by the paper, especially in a race that is by many measures quite close.
Other folks, I think, kind of saw the handwriting on the wall coming. Other people just really didn't care, like myself, who, I've made the conclusion that newspaper endorsements really don't matter.
By the time the endorsements appear, which is usually late in the campaign, the people who are most likely to vote have made up their mind.
Michael Traugott is a political science professor at the University of Michigan.
And the people who could be influenced by an endorsement don't usually participate in elections.
And that's even more true in a low turnout election like this year's midterms. But Traugott also says that even though newspapers' circulation and influence have declined, the reasoning behind endorsements can give voters some things to think about, especially when a newspaper does something unexpected. Free Press editor Stephen Henderson says despite his editorial board's reservations about both candidates, not making an endorsement was never a serious option.
There's no none of the above on the ballot.
Although the Toledo Blade just did exactly that and said neither Ohio's Republican Governor John Kasich nor Democratic challenger Ed Fitzgerald deserves its endorsement. Henderson says voters have to make a choice if they're going to participate in the democratic process, and that's what his editorial board did. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.